In a city, all over the place, there are signs. They tell us what's allowed and where we're supposed to be. They're such a common feature of the urban landscape that we often look right past them. But if you're in Seattle and you keep your eyes peeled, you might encounter an official-looking directive from the city on sheet metal that actually tells you something completely unexpected. This happened to sound effect producer Jennifer Wing.
Early one morning, when the grass was still full of dew on what was going to be a pretty nice day, I was walking my dog Coco in Wallingford Park, one hand on the leash, the other holding my cup of coffee. And there's a sign that reminds me every day that no dogs are allowed in this park ever. And on this morning, there was another sign attached to the fence, but it was different. And it said this: "Caution, if I could love anyone again, it would be you." This looked really official. It was black and yellow, kind of the same dimensions as the no dogs in the park sign. And these are really bold words. Caution, if I could love anyone again, it would be you. It just took me back to those intense feelings you have in high school, unrequited love. And at the bottom of the sign, in really tiny script, was a web address. And it led me to a woman named April Soderman.
Official public signs are like very serious. They're like, no trespassing, no, like, please don't feed the birds. Like,
yeah, there's very few signs that actually tell you to do something, right? You make a really good point. They're usually telling us not to do something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, usually for safety reasons, right? And what does it mean to put something that's more emotional or more of a reminder or even just like something that didn't get to be said? What does it mean to put those on signs and then leave them in the public space?
April makes metal signs that look like they were created by the city and then puts them in places where people might encounter them. It's pretty subtle guerrilla art. The first sign she put in a park was a notice sign.
Notice, I never stopped loving you. I hope you're well.
What are some of the other ones that you've put out there?
Security, I thought my future would have had you in it. That one was actually a little rough. Oh yeah, this one where I put a warning, no trespassing, next to a warning, beware of feelings sign. So official sign next to my unofficial sign.
They look exactly the same except for the words.
Yeah.
When April talks about her work at events for artists and designers like this one that happened in San Francisco, she says she doesn't really like words.
They're my least comfortable medium, but turns out most people use them to communicate. And a lot of them are embarrassingly personal, but it's easier to be genuine when you're anonymous.
April likes to keep the locations of where her signs are anonymous, too. I meet up with her in a park in Seattle.
I mean, should we say where we are, or?
Park in Seattle.
We're in a park in Seattle.
Very popular park in Seattle.
A very popular park in Seattle, okay. And we are, what are we doing?
Installing another guerrilla art piece.
We're walking up to check and see if one of your signs remains in the park that we're in.
We pass by an empty wading pool. We get closer to our destination.
It's still up. Yeah.
You just know from this distance that it's yours?
Oh, yeah.
The red and white metal sign that she installed several months ago is still here.
And it, from a distance from where we are, I guess we're like 30 feet away from it right now. And from a distance, it looks like it's a warning sign to tell people not to go over this fence because on the other side is a reservoir full of our drinking water. But when you get closer, I need glasses. When you get closer, it says, what does it say?
Attention, you are wonderful and deserve every happiness.
So it's not telling you to not climb the fence. It's like, it's giving you this little, it's almost like a little gift.
A little reminder, you know. And I wanted to make sure it said like every happiness, not just like you deserve to be happy is different, you know, like that you deserve to be happy because versus like, oh, you can be happy in this way, but you can't in this way. It's like, no, you deserve every happiness.
Do you want these signs to trigger memories for people?
I think that's why they actually work is because they do trigger memories for people. I think especially with the notice sign, I never stopped loving you. I hope you're well. It's because a lot of people would either place themselves in the you, or like they have a you that comes to mind. And I think that's why they work, is because it tries to hit something that's more universally felt.
Who comes to mind for you when you...
Oh, I'm not going to say that one.
I'm sensing some boundary and intimacy issues.
It's one of those where, like, again, it's very easy to be honest when you're anonymous. It's like leaving it behind on the sign. Yeah.
So you understand the power of words.
I'm trying to get better. Yeah.
April knows that where words appear, how large or small they are, what font they're in, it can all have a certain power. And April, she puts words on everything, metal, paper, even food. Small gestures of affection are stamped on little heart candies. Instead of "I love you" or "be mine," April says things like,
"I like your face," or "you smell nice."
April says she would never put these sentences in a card. She says that would be too awkward and too permanent. And she takes power away from negative thoughts by putting them on small slips of paper and tucking them into little cookies. She calls them her misfortune cookies.
This sounds terrible, but one says, for example, in a fortune cookie, it says, "she never really loved you." Or it says, like, "if you just tried a little harder, it would have worked out." Like, it doesn't shape your life, you know, and it's sort of like not giving these things that are our insecurities, not giving them the power to, like, influence, like, shape our lives. For example, though, I would never put that on a street sign and leave it out, because that's like hitting someone in the face. One of the personal rules I have for, like, the public art pieces are maybe bittersweet or melancholy, but never bitter. Like, they're either, like, encouraging or, you know, maybe a little sad, but they're never, like, angry or trying to attack somebody. Because, like, that's the last thing I want to do.
Just like the heart candies she makes or the misfortune cookies, April's metal signs are not permanent. People who spot them and who are smitten often return with scissors or pliers to clip a sign from a fence and claim it as their own. The sign that I spotted in Wallingford Park, it disappeared ages ago. For now, April isn't putting up any more street signs. Her future words will need a bigger home. She says at some point, she is going to need a billboard.
That story from Sound Effects, Jennifer Wing.